New imports and a partial recovery from Katrina could ease high gasoline prices. Four large Gulf Coast refineries will probably remain out of commission for 2 to 3 months, but analysts are saying their products should be replaced by gas from other sources. And they're saying the post-Labor Day drop in demand will help. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman met with oil industry executives to get an update. The price of gasoline went well over $3 a gallon in the days after Katrina hit, but eased a bit last week, dropping an average of 11 cents a gallon, and they say it should go lower. A National Guard engineer says it'll be at least 3 months before New Orleans' public water system is fully operational. Running water's been restored to some homes, but it's mostly untreated. The engineer says taking a bath right now would be like jumping into the Mississippi River. 40 bodies have been pulled from a flooded-out hospital. One hospital official says at least a few of those elderly patients were dead before the storm. Southeast of New Orleans, residents have gotten disheartening news. A councilman in St. Bernard Parish says no one should expect to live in the parish again before next summer. The population there before the hurricane, 66,000. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says they expect to house thousands of survivors in what they call temporary cities made up of trailer homes. Lawmakers in Congress looking at possible tax exemptions helping victims of Katrina. A package proposed in the Senate would let hurricane victims tap into retirement accounts without penalty and encourage people to donate things like cash, food, and school books in the House. A tax relief bill also includes help for businesses. They expect to pass some tax relief measures maybe as quickly as this week. Tropical storm Ophelia sending pounding waves and buckets of rain along the Carolina coast. Evacuations underway under the exposed outer banks where heavy rain is expected. And a hurricane warning in effect from parts of South Carolina to North Carolina. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when the tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit LifeQuotes.com. To view the lowest rates.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
Spend every day gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on the Mike Malloy Show.
Lock and load. Freedom is on the warpath. I'm Paul Rykoff, and my co-host is Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, literally just off the plane back from New Orleans. We're happy to be filling in tonight for Mike Malloy. Mike will be back tomorrow night. Anthony and I are the two new voices around here at Air America, and we intend to bring the fury. We're going to start it out hot and heavy tonight with Governor Jesse Ventura, the former Navy SEAL, former governor of Minnesota, always opinionated, always got a lot to say about what's going on. We're going to get to him in a minute. Later on in the show, we're going to have controversial British MP George Galloway and also former senator from Georgia and Vietnam veteran Max Cleland. But Anthony, man, you just got off the plane. You're still sweating, bags in tow, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, you ever see Escape from New York?
Yeah, man.
All right.
With
take,
Snake?
Exactly. Take that, then take Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was my life. Put those two together the last 4 days. Anyway, I am back. I got some very powerful audio from down there and some surprising developments with the U.S. military.
Excellent, man. We're looking forward to that. We're going to start it right off with a man who is really, in my opinion, not nearly in the public view nearly enough. He's an opinionated guy. He's one of the most high-profile political independents in America. He made history when he ran and won the governorship of Minnesota and has outstanding military credibility. He was a Navy SEAL. He served in Vietnam, and he's always got something great to say. He's also a board member of our Board of Advisors at Operation Truth, the Veterans Advocacy Group that I run. He's a guy who cares about veterans. He's a guy who cares about America, and I'm really happy to have him on the line with us tonight. Governor Ventura, we haven't heard from you publicly about the war in a while.
Paul, there's a reason for that.
Well, give it to us, man.
When I left office, I was signed to a contract by MSNBC, a three-year contract, and they won't use me for whatever reason, and I get paid, and I sit at home, and I'm kind of a paid consultant who's not consulted.
Right. Well, they could use you, man.
And as part of my contract, I can't do news shows, and I can't do any cable shows.
Well, they could use you right now because Tucker Carlson's ratings are in the toilet, and it seems like everything else on that network is going down, so we're happy to have you with us.
Oh, I can do radio. You know, I can do radio, I can do network television, but I just can't do network news or anything like that. So I've been really handcuffed for about 3 years, and I have my suspicions as to why this is.
Well, lay it down for us, Governor. I mean, the handcuffs are off.
I've been silenced, I think, a little bit here because it makes no sense. Prior to me getting out of office, these news programs, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, couldn't get enough of me. They always wanted the independent opinion that I provided.
Right.
And then lo and behold, after I got hired, I'm not used, and I'm, you know, my contract, I can't void it because I'd be a fool to do so.
Well, we want to take as much advantage of your voice as we can while we've got you right here. So let's get into Iraq. I mean, what do you think about the state of affairs in Iraq and America's involvement over there?
Well, first of all, I've always opposed the war in Iraq, and I'll tell you for probably reasons that people don't really think about right away. As a veteran, I always held my country up on a pedestal, but I can't do that anymore, and I'll tell why. we've now invaded a sovereign nation, overthrown a government, and are establishing the government that we desire there. We were not asked to go in there. And I'm of Slovak descent from the country of Slovakia. And I remember when I was a little kid how the Russian communist big red machine marched into the Czech Republic and Slovakia, overthrew their governments, established a communist government, and created the country of Czechoslovakia, which really is the Slovakia and the Czech Republic. They're separate nations. Well, now I always viewed the U.S. we would never behave in that fashion. Now I can't say that philosophically. Now if countries out there around the world, I think, should be fearful of us. Because if we don't like your government, we will line up our military, invade your country, and overthrow it.
Right. Well, so,
that troubles me, because like I said, now that's what Hitler did. That's what the communists did back in the Cold War, in the 50s and 60s. And now I look at the United States and realize that's what we do too now. You know, who's next?
Powerful words there, Governor. Hi, it's Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
How do we get out?
Well, again, you're in a dilemma now. Always remember what General Powell said, Colin Powell, before this all happened. The one guy, the veteran out of this administration. See, we got an administration of chicken hawks here.
Yep.
You know, guys who, when it was their time to serve, didn't. And now they come back, you know, 25, 30 years later, and they're the hawks that want to go to war. And, you know, I'm speaking, of course, of Vice President Dick Cheney, who got 5 deferments during Vietnam. George Bush, who, you know, couldn't make it to National Guard meetings, you know, when he served. I'll put it to you bluntly like this. If I would have served in the manner our president served when I was in, there's no way I would have got an honorable discharge.
Well, that's really important, and I think you've got another bit of unique experience that I think gives you great perspective. You were, as the governor of Minnesota, you were the commander-in-chief of Minnesota's National Guard.
Well, and it's a good transition to make. Now we go from Iraq to the hurricane down in New Orleans.
Exactly.
And all the finger-pointing is going on, but I'll give you my opinion. It rests with the federal government mainly, because people aren't bringing up the fact that there's 3 states involved here. It isn't just New Orleans. You've got the state of Mississippi and the state of Alabama, as well as the state of Louisiana. Now, when that happens, it's going to fall immediately to the federal government to take control, because who else can be in control of 3 separate states? I, as the governor of Minnesota, cannot control Wisconsin. I have no jurisdiction in Wisconsin. And the same holds true down there. So it's going to fall to the President of the United States on, you know, that whole issue down there, ultimately, in my opinion.
Well, that brings us to a great point. We've got some audio from President Bush, and he had this to say. I want to get your reaction to this.
Katrina exposed serious problems in our response capability at all levels of government. And to the extent that the federal government didn't fully do its job right, I take responsibility.
Governor Ventura, what do you think of that?
Good. It's about the first thing he's taken responsibility for. I'm pleased to hear that, because he should take responsibility for it, and he's absolutely correct in the words he said. Let me put it to you this way. When the big hurricane back in 71 hit in New Orleans, President Richard Nixon had the 82nd Airborne in there within, 12 to 18 hours?
Right.
Well, what happened here? Well, and again, let's look at the situation down there. 35 to 40% of the Louisiana National Guard is over in Iraq. What are they doing over there? I've been an advocate. Why is the National Guard fighting this war in Iraq? For the first time ever, that is not their mission. That's not their statement. Their mission is to be here in the United States for when hurricanes like Katrina hit. They're available to the governors and to the people of America to come forward and provide that security, provide that help. And we're so highly undermanned now because 40% of the forces in Iraq are reserves and guardsmen.
Yeah, Governor, I just got back from New Orleans, and everyone on the ground told me that it was the Guard and the 82nd Airborne and the other U.S. military units that saved the day down there. They got in late. It wasn't their fault, but they were the one that the people, even I had a former Black Panther tell me that the U.S. military officers patrolling his neighborhood was the first respect shown to him by someone in uniform in 50 years he's lived down in that city.
Well, you know, but that's what the Guard is for. People don't realize they're the National Guard. They are not the International Guard, which is what President Bush has turned them into. They're now an international fighting force. That's not the designation of our National Guard. And in fact, George Bush himself signed a piece of paper when he was in the Guard stating he didn't want to serve overseas.
Yeah.
And yet that's all he does. A guardsman today who joins the National Guard under the Bush administration had better be prepared for combat duty in Iraq.
I think that's exactly right. Governor Jesse Ventura, I want to talk to you after the break about military contractors, about independent politics. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more from Governor Jesse Ventura in just a minute.
Lyrics upon the format, filled with skill, with technique, computer ADAT. My lyrical form is clouds on your brainstorm. I get hype, think thoughts slow, acrobat. Take the track, bump the track, dance missions. Club right falls, we act by soul vision.
This is the Mike Mullally Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
Needles collapse while atmosphere continues. Sprinkle that, winning like that, moving like that, hitting like that. The melody is back, your arm on the energy.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo, and if you're listening to and enjoying Air America, you're probably a critical thinker. So you know that there are federal, state, and city laws to protect you from sex discrimination. You probably know that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that the Family and Medical Leave Act affords you some protection for taking time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also may know that in these regressive times of expanding government power and contracting individual liberties, the glass ceiling, pink ghetto, and mommy track are alive and well in corporate America. In the complex and evolving area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side. Think about talking to the women's rights in the workplace advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser. Whether you're working in the mailroom or sitting in the corner office, if you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the women's rights in the workplace advocates. They'll help you stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEMLAWS. That's 866-FEMLAWS. Or check them out at www.womensrightsny.com.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket. And you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sport.
We're back talking with the provocative, always opinionated, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. I'm Paul Rykoff.
And I'm Anthony LaPay. Governor, I just got back from New Orleans where I saw a lot of private contractors on the ground there, particularly from this one company, Blackwater, rolling around with automatic weapons, fake badges.
Orleans?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of ex-Navy SEALs.
Yeah, they look like it. They were quite fit.
Blackwater is directly, those are SEALs who have gotten out of the Navy and still like to do that type of work.
Yeah, and a sergeant actually from a police operation in Chicago actually told me that a lot of the cops down there are being approached by these contractors to leave their jobs as cops to come work in private security because there's so much work. It's like Iraq all over again in terms of it's a boom market for these security.
Well, and not only that, but they get paid a lot more money than they will in the military.
Exactly.
We're losing our special forces guys to these private contractors because why wouldn't they? Would you go over to Iraq and make military pay, or would you like to go over there and make $100,000 while you're there?
What do you think about the civil liberties issues involved with guys, these quasi-official guys running around with kind of fake-looking badges and automatic weapons on the streets of America?
America's changed. It is not the country that I grew up in anymore. I need to realize that, and I think we all need to realize it. I see us becoming more and more with the Patriot Act and things going on, much more fascist, and I hate to use that term. But we're losing our rights every day here. You've got a government here that is now trying to control your First Amendment, control what you hear on the radio, and they're not doing it like the Nazis did it with a gun. Our government's doing it with money. And, of course, I'm speaking of the FCC and the big $500,000 fines they can lay on you now on the public airwaves. Well, that's ridiculous. That's a backdoor tax that goes into the government's general fund.
Right. And then that's how Mussolini defined his fascism, which was a perfect symbiosis between corporations and government.
Yeah. And but the other thing you need to remember about President Bush and career politicians is this. It's all about the power. It isn't about you, the people. It's about their power, achieving it, holding it, and it becomes as addictive as any hardcore drug out there.
That
power. And then after they get the power, it's about their legacy then. How will they be recorded in history? That's all they're worried about is what will my legacy read? What will they remember about me 50 years from now? Well, President Bush's legacy, of course, has evolved into he wants to be the man who brought democracy to the Middle East. So rest assured, that will remain his number one priority, more so than a hurricane hitting New Orleans or things that happen here domestically. I think that's one of the reasons there was such an awkward delay in the federal government coming in and taking charge of the situation down there, which should have been done immediately.
Governor, it brings me to another point. You were talking about how these professional politicians seem to have overtaken our government. You're a guy who came from outside conventional politics and really made a name for himself. And I think people who oppose George Bush are frustrated because there's no one on the left, there's no one among the Democrats really that projects strength. And you're a guy who comes out and speaks bluntly. How do we get more guys like you? How do we get more political independents who are outside the conventional mold involved in politics?
Well, let's look at our situation here in America right now. If you're a truth teller, you get hammered.
Right.
I got hammered because I got in there and told the truth. Let's switch it over to baseball. Look at who exposed steroids, Jose Canseco. He's now the devil.
Right.
With the media and with the general, he's this bad guy who had the courage enough to come out and say, hey, steroids are running rampant in the world of baseball. And so as a truth teller in our American society today, you're going to get hammered. And you need to know that when you go in. You need to know that in speaking the truth today here, and I hate to sound so negative because I still love my country and, you know, it's the greatest country in the world. But we're going through some times right here of defining what and who we're going to be in this new millennium. And truth tellers right now are not very popular.
Well, Governor Ventura, I mean, I'm not going to mince words here. You're popular. How do we get you back in politics? Do you ever think about running for president?
I'm moving out of the country, guys.
You're leaving? Well, can we get you to run for president, Governor?
I don't know. I want to go on an adventure. That's all I'm going to say is that I'm young enough yet to still be an adventurer, and I'm not too old for it, and I'm going to, you know, be a little bit self-serving, if I may say that, and I'm looking out for myself and my family.
Where are you going? Come on, this is news here. Where are you headed?
I won't say. I don't want none of the media following me.
So, all right, but let's can we rule out the south of France?
We don't talk about what we do.
Well,
we didn't then and we don't today.
Well, I'll tell you this, Governor. I hope you come back soon because America's better off with you here.
Thanks. Well, I'll still be in and out. You know, don't get me wrong, and I'm not giving up my citizenship or any nonsense like that. I'm just going on an adventure, I think, for a while.
Awesome. Awesome.
But, getting back to the more serious topic of what do we do, that's the million-dollar question, because you've got two political parties here in America, both the Democrats and Republicans, that, in my opinion, are destroying our country.
I think you're exactly right, Governor.
They've destroyed our elections. They've destroyed everything. To me, they're leading us down the road to ruin. And until we, the general public, rise up and put them back in their place, which is very difficult to do because they make the rules. Imagine if you're playing a football game and you're on one team and you get to change and make the rules as you go along.
Well, we're doing that now, Governor, and with your help, we appreciate it.
Okay.
If you want to talk about Governor Ventura, give us a call, 866-303-2270. Awesome to have him on. Governor Ventura, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Give me a call back again. You're about the only outlet I can speak out on now.
Awesome. We'll be here, man.
Okay, thanks.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Here in New York, the official bird is the eastern bluebird, the official flower is the rose, and the unofficial amphibian is the gecko. You didn't know that? Well, then you must never have called GEICO for your free rate quote on car insurance. Or if you've called before, it's time to call again. You could discover the impressive savings that makes New Yorkers love the gecko almost as much as they love the official animal, the beaver. In fact, GEICO drivers are so happy with their decision to switch that they've given us one of the highest satisfaction ratings in the business. Are you ready to move to a higher level of satisfaction and savings? Call GEICO. Like New York's official motto says, ever upward. Except when it comes to car insurance rates, of course.
To find out how much you could save by switching to GEICO, give us a call at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or log on to GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock, you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
You know, there's actually a town in Tennessee called Paris.
Bonjour, mon ami.
It even has its own Eiffel Tower. Now, it's a fine place, but nobody's going to mistake it for the real thing. Same with those generic stress formulas that want you to believe they're the same as stress tabs.
My fat chance.
Right. Only new and improved Stress Tabs Advanced has Ester C, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and on Wednesday's Morning Sedition, join me and Mark Riley as we talk to the man behind Deep Throat. No, not Mark Felt or Bob Woodward. Harry Reams, adult film legend and star of the seminal porno flick, Deep Throat, will be here to talk about art, censorship, and the First Amendment. See how long we can keep it out of the gutter. We're not making any promises on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy, and you on the phones, light up the lines for us, 1-866-303-2270. We just had Jesse Ventura on dropping some verbal bombs, so get on the lines and let us know what you think about Governor Ventura. That was some hot stuff right there, Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, he calls it like it is.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. So we want to just introduce ourselves real quickly because you probably have no idea who the heck we are. My name is Paul Rykoff. I'm an Iraq vet, and I lead an Iraq veterans organization called Operation Truth. You can check us out online at operationtruth.org. And Anthony is the founder, creator, mastermind behind the Guerrilla News Network. GNN.TV, and Anthony, go for it. Tell them about, a little bit about GNN.
Technically, I'm not the founder. I'm part of a very cool team of guys at the Guerrilla News Network. Our URL is GNN.TV. A lot of you guys may know us from the music video we did for Eminem called Mosh, his anti-Bush anthem. But we've also done a lot of documentaries and books. I was in Iraq, actually, when Paul was there, and I came back and started getting very interested in soldiers' issues. Since then, Paul and I have been hooking up, trying to figure out ways to tell the truth, just like Jesse Ventura is doing right there.
That's it, man. It's all about speaking truth to power, and we're taking activism to the airwaves. And one thing we want to do as a part of every time we're on the radio is to do a segment called Honor the Fallen. We've both been in Iraq, and we've seen how important the issue of Iraq and Afghanistan, the global war on terror, whatever it's called this week. But the bottom line is our sons and daughters are being sent halfway around the world. And I think, quite honestly, the fact that it only ends up on something like page 12 of the papers is crap. And every time we're on the air, we are dedicated to putting these guys and girls who put their life down on behalf of their brothers, on behalf of freedom, on behalf of America. Bottom line is that they've fallen, and they deserve front page attention. They're going to get it on our show. So without further ado, I am going to read the names of the latest casualties who were released by the Department of Defense. First off, we've got Staff Sergeant Christopher L. Everett, 23, Huntsville, Texas. Died on September 7th, 2005, in Al-Takadum, Iraq, where an accident occurred in the motor pool. Everett was assigned to the Army National Guard 2nd Battalion, 112th Armor Regiment, 56th Brigade Combat Team, Arlington, Texas. That's Staff Sergeant Christopher L. Everett, 23, Huntsville, Texas. The other casualty as released by the Department of Defense announced today was a soldier supporting Operation Iraqi Freedom. Specialist Jeremy M. Campbell, 23, of Middlebury, Pennsylvania, died on September 11, 2005 in Baghdad, Iraq, where an improvised explosive device detonated near his Humvee during patrol operations. Campbell was assigned to the 108th MP Company, 503rd MP Battalion Airborne, 16th MP Brigade Airborne, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Specialist Jeremy M. Campbell, 21, of Middlebury, Pennsylvania. Again, we're going to do this Honor the Fallen segment every single time we're on the radio, and you can find out the daily information, the daily casualty reports, who these people are, the faces behind the names at OperationTruth.org, and also a fantastic site called iCasualties.org. It's really a dynamic site that has the latest killed in action info by date, by state, by city. They also have it broken down by U.S., by Iraqi, by Afghanistan, and even contractors. So it's a way to really keep up to date on the casualties. And I ask all of you to do what you can to make sure these people stay on America's mind, and we try to give them the honor that they properly deserve. So without further ado, we're going to go to the phone lines because we've got a lot to say. Jesse Ventura really lit him up. And we're going to go first to Bob in Miami, Florida on line one. Bob, you're on, man.
Good evening, and you guys have got a terrific show. It really is, it's very dynamic. I was going to mention, and Jesse Ventura was an excellent guest. He made a statement on the Jay Leno show one night. He said if they ever became president, he would fire every lawyer legislator in this country. He said the only thing they're doing is making laws to benefit themselves. The other day when they fired this Michael Brown, or I guess he quit himself, but here's another lawyer. And, you know, lied on his resume, and the things, the Bar Association never does anything to these people. Every time these guys lie and cheat and do things, in Florida and all over the country, in the state of Florida, for example, last year there were 10,000 Floridians that got ripped off by a lawyer. 10,000 Floridians that got ripped off by lawyers, they complained to the Bar Association, and the funny thing is 98% dismissal rate on all these complaints against lawyers. And this is throughout the country.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to have Jesse Ventura, you know, running things. I think that's a great idea. Great call, Bob. Anthony, what do you think, man?
Yeah, you know, lawyers, I definitely agree with him on that. I mean, you ever see the movie Devil's Advocate, one of my favorite movies of all time? You know, Al Pacino as a lawyer, what is he, you know, he says, we're the new priesthood, you know? We're making arms deals, we're working for dictators, we're helping, you know, corporations pollute the air. I absolutely agree. We've got to get these lawyers out of politics.
Well, and everybody great talks point. Like a lawyer. All these politicians talk like lawyers, and it's nice to hear Ventura talking like a real person, talking like we talk when we're at the bar or you're at the gym or you're walking around the street. He sounds like a real person that you can connect with, and I think that that's really something that's missing in politics right now. So we're gonna go to another call. We're going to go to Adam from New York, New York. Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Paul. Thanks a lot. I'm really loving you guys on the show, and I hope you get some kind of permanent gig because I listen to you every day.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
And I also would tell you, you know, I love what Paul Hackett did in that congressional race. And, you know, I'd like to see a guy like you run because you are strong, you do project strength, and you're articulate, and you know how to articulate, you know, the right side of issues, and we need other voices.
Adam, that's a good point. Let's, Paul, right now, a lot of people, when I mention that I'm working with you, say, hey, that guy should be running for office. Paul, what are you going to run?
I hate wearing a suit. I'm not a lawyer.
He's got one suit, everyone.
I have one suit. It's got a hole in the leg, and I wear it on every interview I go on. You know, I'm conflicted. I really don't want to run for anything. I don't like having Miss O'Leary call me and tell me about the cat that's stuck in a tree and all the other stuff that, honestly, you have to deal with the constituent services and all the bureaucratic stuff that goes on. I mean, I think this is part of the reason why I wanted to get on the radio. I think that nowadays the media is our battleground. As veterans, when we come home from Iraq and we want to take our issues to the airwaves, the media is our battleground. And you know, personally right now, what I want to do is take it to the next level. We're working hard with Operation Truth, and we appreciate everyone's support, but I think it's all about veterans impacting the country in many different ways, as writers, as business leaders, as politicians, and taking the credibility and the knowledge that they have from their experience in Iraq and educating the American public and getting us back on the right track. So, you know, what about you, Anthony? Why don't you run for something?
Oh, man, I got one word for you. Skeletons.
I didn't even get into that.
I grew up in Berkeley, California, man. That's a whole different scene.
All right, we're going to go to another call. We're going to go to Kurt on line 3 in Massachusetts. Kurt, you're on, man.
Hey, I think Jesse Ventura is great.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, I just heard Senator Kerry just went with to Louisiana recently with food from Massachusetts, food supplies, toilet paper, the works for the victims of Katrina. In New Orleans.
Yeah, you know, Kerry was sort of like the anti-Ventura. You know, they're both
exactly.
veterans, but you couldn't think of two guys more diametrically opposed.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, it comes down to strength. I think Ventura, as soon as you hear him, as soon as you see him, as soon as you listen to his honesty, he speaks truth to power, and that just resonates with people immediately. So obviously that resonated with Damon in Houston, Texas. We're going to go to your call. Damon, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, man. We're doing great. Go for it.
Good. I just wanted to say, you said at the top of the hour that nobody had ever heard of you. I used to listen to you on Unfiltered on Rachel Maddow's old show, and I read your post at the Huffington Post, and I enjoy it immensely. So.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
If you ever decide to run for office, I'll buy you a new suit.
Thanks. I'm a big dude, man. That's a lot of cloth. It's going to be expensive.
That's okay. What I wanted to ask you was this. You all were talking about veterans and running for office and this sort of thing, and it seems to me that when you have veterans who have run for office, like Max Cleland, like Paul Hackett, and like John Kerry, that the Republicans seem to slam them just as bad, and the fact that they ran for the fact that they served doesn't seem to be a buffer from the criticism that they get from people on the right. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on, do you think Republicans don't respect Democrats who have served in the service?
Damon, it's a great point. I think they respect them. I think they fear them, and that's why they attack their strength. That's always been Karl Rove's tactic, is attack strength. And it's great you brought up Max Cleland. We're going to have him on in the last hour of the show. He's an incredible guy who bore the full brunt of a Karl Rove slime attack.
Yeah. That's right. When Max ran for re-election, the Senate campaign in Georgia, they came after him. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Anybody who goes after Max, you know, in the future is going to have to deal with a hell of a lot of Iraq vets, because that guy has continued his service and is out in front now. And I think that there are others. You know what they've often done right now, honestly, is ignored us. You know, Air America and other progressive and open-minded stations have had Iraq veterans. They're getting them on, not just for fodder, but also to listen to what they have to say, not just a photo op. They're asking them, what do you think? What did you experience, and how can we get back on track? And I think that's why Paul Hackett's key. I think other people like that are key. And these guys are gaining momentum, and they're gaining force, and we need your support in order to do that. And media has to be, you know, embracing the voice of these guys and recognize that the standard status quo voices are not enough.
Yep. Great point, Paul. Coming up after the break, we are going to preview the grapple in the Big Apple, the huge debate between Christopher Straight No Chaser Hitchens versus Gorgeous George Galloway. Stay tuned.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Alarming changes are happening in the food system today. If you eat food, you have to see the future of food. What's the truth about the unlabeled, patented, genetically engineered foods that have quietly filled grocery store shelves for the past decade? The Future of Food, a documentary by Deborah Coons Garcia, offers a startling look at the changes happening in our food system today. Heralded by healthy food activists and screened by grassroots organizations at farms and community centers, The Future of Food is comprehensive yet chilling. For the first time, a film takes an in-depth look at the takeover of our food supply by multinational corporations and the widespread advent of unlabeled, patented, and unregulated genetically modified crops and foods. The film premieres in New York at Film Forum on September 14th. To learn more, visit www.thefutureoffood.com or attend a 6:30 p.m. show to hear more from an expert about the future of food.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Let's get ready to rumble, sports fans. Wednesday night in New York City, every lefty and their commie mother is going to be have their ears glued to the radio, listening to Christopher Straight No Chaser Hitchens debating Gorgeous George Galloway. For those of you not familiar with the two intellectual heavyweights, Christopher Hitchens is a fascinating character. He is a former radical left-winger, editor of Ramparts during the 60s, which is, if you ever get a chance to check out that magazine, it's one of the coolest magazines of all time. It was a radical investigative journalism magazine around the Vietnam War, which he worked at. He went on to be a very well-known writer for The Nation, Vanity Fair. He's written books on Mother Teresa. He has ripped everyone, left and right. But after 9/11, he sort of had this incredible transformation and went from being one of The Nation magazine's most stalwart and consistent writers on the left to essentially becoming an intellectual hitman for the neocon agenda. People in the left here in New York, writers that you talk to and editors are sort of blown away by this bizarre transformation. And he's just constantly been an apologist for the Iraq War. Now, the debate tomorrow he debates a lot of lefties, actually, and from what I've heard, the people who have seen him in action, he's about 5-0. He cleans up in Berkeley, California. He took out Mark Danner from the New York Review of Books in Berkeley. That's, you know, that's like the Yankees going to Boston in sweeping. That's what that's
which is as it should be.
He's an incredible debater. He went to Oxford, and he's got a mind. My partner Stephen Marshall from GNN saw him at a literary festival in England, and after downing like a quart of Jack Daniels, he took requests from the audience and just recited anything they called out. Shakespeare, William Blake, Jabberwocky by William Carroll. The guy is an incredible brain, and what I love about him is the fact that he can drink like that and still bring it. But that's my own personal thing.
That is a very personal thing.
he's taken on George Galloway, who's a member of Parliament in the UK for the Respect Party. He used to be part of the Labour Party, but lost, and now is back in power and has become one of the most outspoken critics of the war, both in the UK and here in the U.S. Recently, he gave a talk at the testified in front of a Senate hearing, and he ripped Senator Norm Coleman a new one. But recently his game's been a little off. He was on The Daily Show, and Jon Stewart, I thought, you know, kind of gave to him. We got a clip of that.
I'm sorry, Sunshine, I just watched you ridicule the president for saying that he wouldn't give a...
No, you misunderstood
the timetable.
Why.
You said, what,
that's
what
not why I ridiculed the... What I ridiculed the president was, he refuses to answer questions from adults as though we were adults, and falls back upon platitudes and phrases and talking points that does a disservice to the goals that he himself shares with the very people
he
needs to
convince. You want me to believe that you're going to be on the show?
Go ahead, John Stewart. Man, I love that guy. I tell you, he's one of the most important critics in America right now. But that guy you heard, Hitchens, will be taking on our next guest, George Galloway, tomorrow night here in New York City. It's going to be, as Anthony said, an intellectual rumble in the urban jungle. And here's what Galloway had to say when Republican Senator Norm Coleman actually was trying to get into him. But Galloway fired back. And this is what he had to say when he testified before the U.S. Senate on May 17th.
I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies, 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever on a pack of lies.
That's George Galloway. He's going to be with us after the break. Don't go to sleep. Don't turn the dial. You do not want to miss this.
Minutes on Air America Radio.
President Bush and his allies in the Senate say they want the Supreme Court nomination of John Roberts to be handled as a quote-unquote dignified process. Here's what U.S. Senator Russ Feingold says in response. Some have called for a dignified process, so have I, but at times it sounds like what some really want for the nominee is an easy process. That is not what the Constitution or the traditions of the Senate call for. If by dignified they mean that tough and probing questions are out of bounds, I must strongly disagree. It is not undignified to ask questions that press the nominee for his views on the important areas of the law that the Supreme Court confronts. It is not undignified to review and explore the nominee's writings, his past statements, the briefs he has filed, the memos he has written. It is not undignified to ask the nominee questions he would rather not answer should he prefer to remain inscrutable or, worse yet, all things to all people. For more on Feingold's fight to hold Roberts accountable, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Ah! I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. As expected, John Roberts did not offer many specifics on how he might rule on controversial issues on the Supreme Court, abortion among them. In the questioning by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Roberts dodged many of the specifics, for instance, of Roe v. Wade. He said, quote, "I feel the need to stay away from a discussion of specific cases." The committee's chairman, Republican Arlen Specter, who's been a supporter of abortion rights, jumped in grilling Roberts on the abortion issue. He asked if Roe might be seen as a super-duper precedent. Roberts assured Specter Roe is settled as the precedent of the court. The Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee sometimes showing frustration with the answers being given, or in this case not given, by Chief Justice nominee Roberts. At one point, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware told him, go ahead and continue not to answer, and he called his answers misleading. George Bush says Katrina exposed serious flaws in the U.S. ability to cope with disaster, and that could include terrorist attacks. At a White House news conference, Bush said he'll take responsibility for any failures in the federal response to the storm. The admission of error came in his joint news conference with Iraq's visiting president, as aides announced plans for Bush to address the nation from Louisiana Thursday night. Asked if, in light of Katrina, America is ready to cope with another major disaster or terrorist attack, Bush said the storm has, quote, exposed serious problems at all levels of government. And he said he's not going to defend the process, though he added he does defend emergency workers for what he called their heroic efforts. Despite concerns about germs and other risks from the filthy New Orleans floodwaters, public health officials are not seeing many new cases of disease. They are seeing a lot of injuries, though. 148 cases just the last couple of days. These include chainsaw wounds, carbon monoxide poisoning related to the use of generators. A specialist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said these injuries are worrisome because they will likely become even more common as the hurricane rebuilding continues and more survivors return to the city. The dead had to be left behind. Those words from the head of the Louisiana Hospital Association, who says more bodies will be found in hospitals now being searched in New Orleans. He says most of the buildings were left without power by Katrina and the flooding that followed. He says the soaring temperatures there, the lack of working equipment, led to many deaths before the hospitals were evacuated. The first commercial flight since Katrina arrived safely today at the Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans. Only 30 people on that flight from Memphis, a mere fraction of the jet's capacity. One passenger described the mood aboard the plane as somber, and they said it was eerie returning to the stricken city 2 weeks after the hurricane. This is Air America Radio News.
When you're weary
in times of trouble,
feeling small
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On our next program, we're going to change things up a little. Instead of having the guests interview us, we're going to interview the guests. House Education Committee ranking Democrat George Miller will celebrate back to school week. Law Prof Pam Carlin will teach John Roberts 201, an advanced course. And our good friend Slate's John Dickerson will get an earful from me about the lame defense of Bush he floated last time he was on the program. All that and more on the next Franken.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, along with my man, Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth, filling in for Mike Malloy. We appreciate Mike letting us take over the airwaves tonight. He will be back on Wednesday. Coming up this segment, we have Member of Parliament George Galloway from the Respect Party in the UK. He's probably one of the most controversial figures over in Britain, and he has made a huge ripple here in the U.S. From his testimony earlier this year at a Senate hearing on the UN oil for food scandal. And he's on a whirlwind tour of the United States called Mr. Galloway Goes to Washington, where he's doing public events, and probably the biggest event is coming up tomorrow. He's going head-to-head with Christopher Hitchens. For those of you who are not wired into this, this is these guys are sort of like the Foreman and Ali of the political set. Hitchens, a former Trotskyite, hard-living, hard-smoking, hard-drinking, now a neocon apologist, and gorgeous George Galloway, who is an incredible force in the anti-war movement, who came over here and just kicked a bunch of Republican senator butt. I mean, Paul, you saw
I love what he said to Coleman. I mean, you know, regardless of if you agree with everything he's saying, I mean, the amount of passion that he laid into Coleman with, I think, is really, you know, we talked about it earlier tonight. It's missing in American politics, and it's great that this guy came over here and really stirred things up a bit. I can't wait for this rumble tomorrow, and you know, really excited to talk to him.
Yeah, and it, you know, what's really interesting is it just shows a level of intellectual acuity, you know, that the politicians have over there. The rumor is that he had no prepared notes for that appearance. He just completely freestyled that, where you saw these Republican senators stiff as a board reading from this prepared text that I'm sure some staffer wrote for them. You know, they don't know this stuff.
Right.
He went up there and spoke from the heart, and that's, you know, what we were talking about earlier. That's what Jesse Ventura does, and that's what you see over there in the UK for you know, all
exactly.
for all of Tony Blair's faults, he gets in there and does battle with the MPs under him, and he has to explain himself, and that's something the accountability that we just don't have in this country.
And our country would be better off if we had it. I mean, to see our president flounder every time he has to do a press conference without a script is embarrassing. I remember when I was living in New York a few years ago, and I had a roommate who was from Switzerland, and he had been in America about a year, and he had really only learned English about a year and a half before that. And at one point, we were watching the president on TV, and he turned to me and he said, "Do you realize I speak English more properly than your president does? And I only learned the language a year and a half ago?" And I just shook my head. I was just so embarrassed. But I like the intensity of what goes on in Great Britain. I mean, to see these guys really duke it out intellectually would be nice. It's better than what we see on Fox News and on the mainstream media, where it's this nice little patty cake ping pong stuff.
Yeah, and Galloway is a real lightning rod of controversy over there in the UK. He, throughout the 90s, was one of the most outspoken figures in the anti-sanctions movement, which here in the U.S., most people really knew nothing about. I mean, the fact is, the war in Iraq never ended officially. And when we right. when we pushed them out of Kuwait, we under Clinton, we kept some of the harshest restrictions in modern history, restrictions in a trade embargo on that country, and we continually bombed Iraq throughout the 90s. And, you know, by the U.N.'s own estimates, 500,000 children died in Iraq during the 1990s because, I mean, we were bombing their water treatment plants, their electrical power stations. It really was, you know, a war against the Iraqi people. And George Galloway and a lot of other activists around the world tried to get together and help end those sanctions. He traveled over there. He started a fund called the Miriam Fund. But it's been a big source of controversy because, according to his detractors, he became very close with a lot of people very tied to Saddam Hussein. He wasn't very vocal in condemnation of the Ba'athist regime, and that has caused a lot of controversy. He was accused of actually profiting from the oil for food sanction backroom deals,
right.
Though he won a libel suit against a British paper who ran the story based on what many people now believe to be forged documents. It's very easy, listeners should know, to win a libel suit in the UK. They have much different libel laws over there. But he was able to win that, and it sort of vindicated them, at least for a lot of people. He had been knocked out of Parliament a couple years ago and just got back in with this new fangled Respect Party. And he has galvanized a lot of support among the Muslim community in the UK. And he's been a real champion of civil liberties. One of the things he's very vocal on is the erosion of civil liberties, especially after the London bombing attacks. I mean, in the UK right now, you could be deported, thrown in jail, just for saying, you know, you support certain political movements like Hamas, for instance, just saying that you support their ideology. So it's, you know, he's an incredible figure. And what's really interesting is that he's coming to the U.S. doing this tour. He's meeting with Jane Fonda later in the week.
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah. So he's really trying to galvanize the people behind it. Are really trying to galvanize and kickstart, along with the momentum that a lot of the anti-war movement have with the Cindy Sheehan campaign. They're really trying to keep the pressure on and kickstart leading up to this September 24th march on Washington to demand the troops come home now. So.
Well, I think that it's interesting that some of the guys who are the people who are considered leaders of the anti-war movement are, okay, a guy from Great Britain, right? The mother of a soldier, which is of course, you know, interesting and important, but outside of that, there aren't enough really interesting, credible, strong people on the line right now who are pushing this ball forward.
Yeah, I know. Back in the 60s, I mean, you know, I wasn't there, but you just have this impression looking back that there were these figures who got up there in these marches and could just move people. And now, you know, you go to these anti-war marches, you know, like organized by groups like International Answer, you know, which like it basically said that the Chinese were on the right side in Tiananmen Square,
yeah,
and sort of were apologists for, you know, Slobodan Milosevic. And you have other, you know, groups coming in, you know, holding up Mumia Abdul-Jamal or eat, you know, more corn. You know, the whole anti-war movement really needs a galvanizing figure, and maybe this is the guy to do it.
Maybe he's the guy to do it. We're going to talk to him when we get back after the next break. You do not want to miss this. We're going to get George Galloway on and have him really lay it down. I think he's sharpening his teeth, but when we get back, he should be ready to go.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Wyckoff.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelin' like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Please stay tuned to the following important announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-338-8212. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Call 800-338-8212 for a list of foreclosed homes and properties. We currently have over 30,000 foreclosures in our database. I repeat, this is an important announcement. Government and private bank foreclosures are being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Huge inventory of foreclosed homes and properties. Call CRN for your foreclosure list at 800-338-8212. That's 800-338-8212.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Every time we lie awake after...
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio. Check us out online at airamericaradio.com. Anthony's from the Guerrilla News Network. Check them out, gnn.tv. I'm from Operation Truth, online operationtruth.org. We're having some problems getting George Galloway on the line, so we're going to go to some calls. I'm going to give you that number again, 1-866-303-2270. I mean, this guy laid down some fiery words in front of Norm Coleman, and we're hoping we can get him on in a little while. I know it's like having emotional blue balls here, but hang in there, and we're going to work through it and hopefully get Galloway on. He's worth the wait. So we're going to start off by going to Lori on line one. Lori, how you doing? Go for it.
I'm doing great. Hi. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for putting your lives on the line for your country. I don't think most people really understand what that means anymore.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, it's an honor for me. And I mean, talk a little about that, Lori. I mean, you live in Minneapolis. You're in the governor's area. I mean, what does it feel like in the local area where you are?
Well, it's not happening. It's not only like it's not happening, but it's like our government doesn't want us to know what's happening. I mean, there went men and women, they've declared war. Men and women are giving their lives for our country, and we're not supposed to think about it. And that, you know, it's been since, like, World War II, since, you know, anyone has had to sacrifice anything in the general, you know, general public.
No, I think you're exactly right, Lori. I mean, this is the first war we've fought with the all-volunteer army. It's the first time we've had a protracted conflict with the all-volunteer army. So a smaller percentage of the overall population, the overall American population, is serving right now in a war than any other time in our country's history, going all the way back to the Spanish-American War. So for most people, they don't even know anybody who served in Iraq. And this is no offense to the people who do or the people who've served, but Iraq is out of the consciousness. It's not on the front page. And oftentimes you got to ask, is that how they want it? And I'll tell you, being a military guy, having spent time in Iraq, that the PR campaign is an extension of the battlefield. When the PR campaign kicks in, there are thousands of people who work at the Pentagon, who work in the field in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are crafting the message. As soon as operations finish in Fallujah or start in Ramadi, there's a group of people in the Pentagon who are making you think about it the way they want to make you think about it. That's an extension of the battlefield. That's a fact, and that's different, I think, because of the mainstream media having caved in prior to the run-up to the election. And also, the mainstream media is to be at fault here, too, because they pulled back dramatically on the resources they've extended to Iraq. I mean, I was there during the invasion. I remember how many press people were there. 7 months later, where the hell were they? You know, guys in Afghanistan call it Forget-a-Stan or Nobody Cares-a-Stan because it doesn't even get reported anymore. We're talking about Martha Stewart and what color pajamas Michael Jackson's wearing and guys with Diana Ramadi, and it ticks me off. And Anthony, I mean, as a journalist, you were over there digging around trying to find stories. What was it like for you being a guerrilla journalist over there?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely an intense environment, and part of me, you know, being a journalist, I understand how difficult it is to operate over there, how dangerous it is. But the problem is, what's happened now is the news that you are seeing on the news from every night from Iraq is not being produced by American journalists. The American journalists are locked in their hotels. They're sending Arab cameramen out to shoot whatever blows up that day, and then they come back and they play that video and they tell you what happened, what blew up. There is no reporting being done on the ground in the traditional sense by the news networks. The New York Times, the Washington Post, guys like Dave Enders from Mother Jones, who also writes a blog at GNN.TV, he's doing real reporting. Even guys like Stephen Vincent, who unfortunately, tragically, was assassinated by a Shiite militia, allegedly, in down in Basra, he was doing real reporting. But it's a really good point. Let's take another caller. Let's go to Clyde in Miami, Florida, on line 3.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Good. Go for it. What do you got to say?
Well, I just wanted to say, for starters, man, I'm familiar with GNN, and the one little piece on Sierra Leone, very compelling.
Thanks very much. That was our first
very
video
compelling.
Ever.
Yeah, I was like, it turned my stomach.
Let me just tell people about that, Clyde, and then we'll get back to your point. There was a video that Guerrilla News Network did with Peter Gabriel about the diamond industry and its connections to brutal civil war in Sierra Leone. Go ahead, Clyde.
Well, to me, I feel like America was drawn into Bush's little business venture. You know.
So what do you think about when you hear it, when you see it on the TV, when you listen to it on the radio? I mean, how does that make you feel, and where do you go for information?
Actually, you guys, not a lot of you guys, but I listen to Air America. I'm new. I'm a pup.
Well, so are we, and we could feel what you're saying there. I mean, you know, there's a major operation going on in the northern sector of Iraq right now that is being called the biggest offensive since Fallujah, and it's getting no coverage. I just tried to pull it up on Google and CNN. I can't even find it. I mean, this is a major operation that's going on in Iraq right now, and people don't even know about it. Now, you know, this is to take nothing away from what's going on in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina, but can we not cover more than one story at once? Is the mainstream media so lazy and so just whacked out and intimidated and bullied that they can't cover more than one story at once?
Paul, as someone who's worked inside the mainstream media, I have a one-word answer. Yes, they are that lazy, and they think Americans are that intellectually lazy that they can't handle anything. And the problem is, though, the flip side is, you know, Katrina, the missing girl in Aruba, Michael Jackson, they get the ratings.
No, that's exactly right. And people have got to demand the right information. You got to demand good information. So we're going to try to demand some information from a caller. We're going to go to Ron in Davis, California. Ron, go for it.
Yeah, listen, Paul, I'll try and be as quickly as I can, but I'm an old-time radical, lived through the 60s. I was in the Peace Corps in 62 through 64 in the Philippines, and I saw all these cut-up young guys, and I said, who are they? And they were advisors in Nam, right? So I came back to this country, went through reverse culture shock. Nobody knew what was happening, and then the lie of Gulf of Tonkin happened. So I was pro-soldier, but anti-war, because I knew it was all based on lies. And I've been an activist, basically, or a radical ever since. And what I'd like to say is, and I want to ask you a question. I really dig your edge, man. I mean, you got it, and your partner there, and you guys got to get yourself a regular gig, because you say more in 3 hours than Al Franken and Jerry Springer say in 300 hours.
Man. Thanks, and that case of beer we promised you is in the mail. Coming up next, I'm gonna break down some stuff that I saw down in New Orleans this weekend. I got some tape of some really interesting, really intense, emotional stuff from people on the ground, including some locals talking about what was almost a race war that broke out in a neighborhood in New Orleans. We're also going to hear some really surprising stuff from peace activists who left Camp Casey and came down to New Orleans to help out, and who ended up actually working hand-in-hand with the U.S. military on the ground there. So we're going to hear from a peace activist from Veterans for Peace and Justice. It's going to be good.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Rykoff.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism in 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oric XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Hi, I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and over the last few months, I've been telling you about a new guide I've written for Match.com. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's really working. So many people have told me they thought they'd never find the right person, but the guide gave them their confidence back and changed all that. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, free. Join the millions of people who found successful relationships on Match.com. Get started today for free. Visit Match.com for full details.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. The Iraqi president visits D.C. today, a day after he told the Washington Post he wants 50,000 U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of this year. Now, Iraq is supposedly a sovereign country. We supposedly will leave whenever they tell us to. Remember that? So then why did the Iraqi president have to backpedal faster than a unicyclist in a clothes dryer after the White House heard what he told the Post? Tune in for the answer, our ongoing coverage of Katrina and the John Roberts hearings on Wednesday's Rachel Maddow Show.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Check it out now.
Lock and load. Freedom is on the warpath. Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff back filling in for Mike Malloy. We're trying to bring a new edge to what's going on around here. So if you're sitting in your house and driving in your car, stick around. You don't want to miss it. The next hour, we're going to be talking to Max Cleland, who is a former senator from Georgia, a Vietnam veteran, and vocal critic of the Bush administration in all things Iraq. We've been trying to get Galloway on the phone, George Galloway. We're going to continue to try to get him on there, but we're going to roll ahead with some great new stuff that Anthony's got. When we come on the air, we're going to try to bring you some aggressive, hard-hitting stuff. And Anthony's literally just back from New Orleans. He ran into the studio just about, I don't know, 3 minutes before we hit go. And you've got some good stuff, man. So tell people what you got.
You know, at the Guerrilla News Network, what we try to do is really hit the ground and listen to the people. You know, when we go cover a story, we try to look at, you know, where the media is not. So for the last 4 days, I've been down in New Orleans, which is a very difficult place to operate in. I mean, there's no electricity. There's checkpoints everywhere. The place is completely polluted. But when I went down there trying to look at some of the stories that the media wasn't looking at, and I met a guy named Malik Rahim, who's actually been on Laura Flanders' the show recently this week, talking about what's going down there. And what I found was there's whole communities in New Orleans who are basically on their own, fending for themselves. They were literally the people who were left behind. And the federal government isn't protecting them, isn't caring for them. The city is stretched to the limit. And what I also found was that while a storm hit this city and a hurricane and a flood took out, you know, a large part of the neighborhoods, what really hit this city was a complete breakdown of the social order. And really almost in some neighborhoods, it almost broke into a full-on race riot. Now, I talked to Malik Rahim about that. I'm going to play you a piece that I produced just on the plane coming back today. Here we go. It's around 8 o'clock in Algiers, which is a neighborhood just south of the Mississippi River across from the French Quarter here in New Orleans. It is pitch dark, and the only sounds out are the crickets and the helicopters constantly flying over. It's reminiscent in a lot of ways of Baghdad, but with a lot less services. The only real danger here, though, at this point,
the mosquitoes who are out in force. Wasn't so a couple days ago when this area was a battleground, neighbors fighting neighbors. Earlier I spoke with some of the residents about what those first days after the hurricane hit were like.
My name is Malik Brahim. I'm a lifelong resident of Algiers. I've been doing activism work for over 35 years. It's definitely a real violent city. Poverty is probably at the extreme. I would say you have well over 100,000 people whose income is less than $6,000 a year. And this was a cancer. It's just that during this hurricane, that cancer spread, and it spread because of the fact of the lack of concern or the abandonment. But the abandonment has started way before. That's the reason why people took out their frustration on the city. The city knew that it had over 120 or 130,000 people that had no means to leave. So when the city gave the order for everybody to leave, you know, you had people that was sitting idly by and was wondering how I'm going to get my family out of the city.
In the chaos, massive looting broke out in the Algiers neighborhood, and according to Malik, some white residents picked up guns and formed what he calls a vigilante squad.
During this time, if a black was caught with a weapon, he was shot. He was killed. But a white with a weapon was given carte blanche. You know, he was able to, we had whites that were vigilante groups that was riding around. First they said they was protecting their homes. Then they said, no, we are protecting our block. And then they went on and said, we are protecting our neighborhood. You know, and they was able to ride around with guns, shotguns and high power rifles out of the back of their pickup truck. And they would blockade areas, you know, with it. If a black get caught walking through it, and when they say stop and they don't stop, they were literally fired upon. A lot of brothers were saying, hey man, it's open season on us. You know, that hey, if you're young and you're black, you know, hey man, your life wasn't worth a dime if you was left in New Orleans. Because if you was young and black in New Orleans during this riot, you was a looter. It took us, I mean, all day to stop people from just saying, well, hey, if they gonna kill us when we pass through their neighborhood, then we gonna shoot them when they pass through ours. And it took a lot to put that together. We tried to talk to the police about it. They wouldn't even talk with us. It took the army to come in to put a halt to it. If the army or the National Guard wouldn't have came in when they did, it'd have been a race riot in New Orleans. Now they say that about three or four people was killed in New Orleans, and right here in Algiers Point. I can't confirm it, but I know that's what they say, you know. But what I do know is that we still have dead bodies on the street of Algiers.
I am standing in front of a dead body. There's emergency crews working right across from us, repairing the electricity lines. But this body has been here, according to the local people, for about 13 days. The stench is pretty bad. But New Orleans has not got its act together.
That was Malik Rahim, a local activist in the Algiers neighborhood of New Orleans. Algiers is just across the Crescent City Bridge from downtown New Orleans. And if you've been reading the papers, you might have heard the story of it was just found out that all the people who were stuck in the convention, or hundreds of people who were stuck in the convention center trying to get out, were trying to get across this Crescent City Bridge, which is a span across the Mississippi there. And the local communities in the predominantly white and sort of up-and-coming gentrified areas south of the river blocked them from escaping. And the police chief from Gretna, which is an area right to the west of Algiers was proud of it. He said, we blocked those people coming into our neighborhoods. You know, I want to hear what you guys have to think. What did you think about what Raheem was talking about? You can call us at 1-866-303-AAR0. That's 866-303-AAR0. I want to hear what you think about race in New Orleans.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
The new album from Dar Williams, My Better Self, in stores now. Stereotype magazine writes, Dar Williams may be the best female singer-songwriter in America today, and her latest album demonstrates why.
Every time you love just a little, take one step closer, solving a riddle.
My Better Self includes performances with Soul Live, Marshall Crenshaw, and Patti Larkin, as well as a duet with Andy DeFranco on an incredible version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. See Dar Williams on tour nationally this fall. Visit darwilliams.com for tour dates and music. My Better Self, the new album from Dar Williams. Available at Borders Books and Music.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay back on Air America Radio, filling in for Mike Malloy. Mike will be back on Wednesday night. We just got some late-breaking news here. I want to get it to you right away. There's a big race going on in New York City, the Democratic primary for mayor. The polls are closed, but it's a nail-biter as to whether or not there's going to be a runoff. The leader right now is Fernando Ferrer, and he needs 40% to avoid a runoff. Right now, as we just came back on the air, he has 39.96%. Anthony Weiner, the congressman from New York, is in second place with 28.82%. But if Ferrer doesn't get 40%, there's going to be a runoff. And they're still recounting right now. It's really, really down to the wire. And if Ferrer doesn't get 40%, he's going to have to spend some serious money trying to battle Weiner before he takes on Bloomberg, the Republican who's right now the current mayor.
Ferrer might need to call James Baker in there, do a little Florida jig and get him over the hump.
Yeah, I mean, this is really interesting, and you know, even beyond New York, these are the guys who are going to battle. This is going to determine who battles Bloomberg, who's right now you know, leading New York City. It's strange to even think, but we do have a Republican mayor here in New York City. We want to go back to the issue we talked about earlier. We were talking about race. We were talking about New Orleans, and a new USA Today poll just came out today. And for those people who don't think Kanye West was right, Kanye made news. The rapper recently made news in a Hurricane Katrina telethon when he said George Bush doesn't care about black people. Well, it seems that American people agree with him. And 6 in 10 African Americans say that the fact that most hurricane victims were poor and black was the reason the federal government failed to come to the rescue more quickly. Race is an issue here. America is talking about it. You know, George Bush can try to duck it as much as he wants, but we're going to go to the phones and hear what you guys think about race and what's going on in New Orleans. We're going to go to Jack in New York on line 7. Jack, you're on.
I served in 91. I'm really proud of you guys. I'm really proud of you guys.
Oh, man. Thank you for your service.
I've been reading a lot about the massive orgy of rape and destruction in New Orleans. And as far as I know, as far as I can find, they've arrested about 200 people in the time from the hurricane started till now. Just a couple of numbers to throw at you. In a city like New Orleans, in the same time frame, on a normal week, a lot more people than 200 people get arrested in a week.
Yeah, Jack, it's a good point, but here's the thing, you know, they weren't arresting people because something like 500 of the cops defected and left. The crime wave was real. I was in Bywater, which is a neighborhood close to the French Quarter, and between the French Quarter and the Ninth Ward, and I heard about rapes firsthand there. But there was widespread looting. The problem was the New Orleans police disappeared, and the National Guard and the Army didn't come for days later.
Well, 80% of the homes that belonged to New Orleans Police Department people were destroyed. 80% of the force had their houses destroyed. I mean, you know, this gives you an idea of the scope, and this is why I think FEMA is so much to blame. It was so much bigger than New Orleans. It was so much bigger than what the mayor could handle. I mean, it's like saying the security guard at the building here at Air America would be responsible if a tank drove through the front. I mean, it's just beyond his capacity to stop, and he needed reinforcements, and he didn't get them. We're going to go to another caller now. We're going to go to Andre in Fort Worth, Texas. Andre, go for it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for your show. It's an oasis in a desert of stupidity down here. Yeah.
Well, we're trying to quench you, man.
Yeah, I think it's like a two-pronged attack against poor people in general, especially like uptown and Ninth Ward areas. I think they want to just hope the people will stay away from those areas, not come back to New Orleans, and hopefully make it like a tourist attraction in that area, and hope that the taxes will be behind on their homes that I already paid for.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I was with a group of activists from the Green Party, local Green Party, who are trying to move back into the Ninth Ward and these other areas just so they can have a presence, because they are extremely worried that eminent domain is going to be used to go in, raise their whole neighborhoods, and you know, build, you know, yuppified condos or whatever else that, you know, some developer comes in and does it. And this, you know, this whole culture, this unique culture. I mean, New Orleans, man, people, those people are different. They are, they are cool.
I love that city, man. Cool. I've been there a few times, and there's such a, you're right, there's a unique culture and a unique vibe, and it's a city with a great soul and a presence, and it's just amazing. You feel it as soon as you step off the plane or get out of your car down there. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy. Next hour, we're going to have Max Cleland, so you want to stick around for that. But right now, we're going to go to Janet from South Carolina. Janet, you're on.
Yeah, I just want to share with you the difference between New Orleans and Hurricane Hugo that hit here in Charleston. You know, I really think, you know, our National Guard was here. They came in right away. They established their presence. We did not have any looting. People were open and shared food with each other, and it was just a totally different situation because we had order right away. And I think no matter what Bush said, the fact that the National Guard was not there really is a big reason things got out of hand.
No, you are exactly right. I mean, the reality is that 40% of our troops in Iraq right now are National Guardsmen reservists. That is absolutely unprecedented. These are people who could be back home working not only in the National Guard, but often as first responders, as firemen, as cops. And these guys are right now in Iraq instead of being in New Orleans. One third of the Louisiana and Mississippi National Guard and all their gear, all their equipment, all their resources are right now in Iraq. And Bush telling you that it's not a factor, I mean, he's smoking the funny stuff.
Yeah, you know, this is a really interesting point because when I was down there with a lot of these local activists, ironically, these same people, a lot of them came from Camp Casey where they're protesting the war, are their biggest praise is like Malik Rahim said, is for the military.
See, we're not all bad.
I
we're
know.
Not all bad.
I want to play you guys a clip from James Hill. He's an activist. Actually, was a computer programmer, totally apolitical, became politicized with Cindy Sheehan, went to Crawford, and then with a contingent from Crawford, came to New Orleans to help out. I'm going to play you guys a clip from him.
I think I've been here about 8 days, 9 days. I'm not too sure what day it is. We're working really long days. New Orleans right now is under some sort of quasi-mandatory evacuation that is only being selectively enforced. So we found a number of communities where there are people staying, they're healthy, they're safe, they don't want to leave, they're afraid that their property is going to be, you know, claim eminent domain and tear down their houses, which I think is a valid concern. And we've been, up till now, providing direct aid, food, water, first aid stuff, propane, cigarettes, you know, whatever people need. Now we're getting a bit more organized. We have a physician and a physician's assistant who have volunteered. We're getting medications, diabetic supplies, insulin. I mean, we're really coming out every day and saying, getting with the people who are in New Orleans, living here, and saying, what do you need? And then we're coming back the next day and bringing it to them. It's really sad to see that that FEMA, the Red Cross, all of these other people who are supposed to be helping the citizens of New Orleans haven't brought them anything. Many people survived the last however many days it's been since the levee broke, based on the generosity of the U.S. military. We have found, by and large, there are some exceptions, the U.S. Army and the National Guard are wonderful. They are treating people humanely. They're patrolling with their guns slung across their back. They're bringing food and water to people. I spoke to a company commander here, and I spoke to a staff sergeant in another area, and they said, we'll work with you if somebody needs to evacuate, but they're afraid of going through the official channels. Because let's face it, I mean, you go through official channels to evacuate New Orleans, you could wind up in Oklahoma, split up with your from your family. So we said, hey, listen, get them to us. We'll bring them to a Red Cross shelter 40 miles north of here in a rural part of Louisiana. They'll be close enough to Louisiana they can get to New Orleans that they could get back in. And they also agreed that if they find people with needs or medical needs, they'll bring them here as well. So I think it's a really successful grassroots partnership.
That was James Hill, an activist from Veterans for Peace, talking about a really interesting development down there, that the military is actually kind of breaking the rules because in helping out the people and working with these grassroots activists, like these real crunchy Green Party guys and people like him who just got off from Camp Casey, working together to help out the people. It's one of the good things that I saw down there.
Hey, man, the military is America's sons and daughters. They don't care so much about politics or political party. Great stuff. When we come back in the next segment, we've got some great stuff from Hugh Kaufman. He's from the EPA, and you got to listen to this guy. He's going to talk to you about how the EPA is actually lying about how bad the water situation is in New Orleans. This guy's on the inside, and he's saying the EPA is not being honest with the American people about what's happening in New Orleans with the water quality. You don't want to miss this, and we're going to have Max Cleland after the break. Don't go anyway.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. You will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-732-7092, 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092, 800-732-7092.
In America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The owners of a Louisiana nursing home have been charged in the deaths of 34 people found in their facility after Hurricane Katrina ravaged the area. The Louisiana Attorney General's office said it has charged the owners with 34 counts of negligent homicide for not evacuating the patients before the storm struck. Louisiana Attorney General Charles Foti says that Mabel Mangano and Salvador Mangano Sr. had numerous opportunities to evacuate the residents from their facility.
They were asked if they wanted to move them. They refused to move. They had a contract to move. They did not. They were warned repeatedly, both by the media and by the St. Bernard Parish emergency preparation people, that the storm was coming.
Foti says that his office will investigate other hospitals in areas affected by Hurricane Katrina, including one in New Orleans where several bodies were found. The new acting head of FEMA has been speaking about his role for the first time. David Paulison spoke within hours of the resignation of former FEMA head Michael Brown amid scathing criticism of the slow response to the hurricane disaster. Laura Iyama reports.
The U.S. government announced relief operations are in a new phase focusing on cleanup and reconstruction. This comes with a new face for the U.S. government's efforts, David Paulison.
I can't deal with what happened in the last 2 weeks, but I can tell you from this point forward, we are going to be focusing on the victims of this hurricane.
The acting head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency said the tens of thousands displaced by Hurricane Katrina will be moved to more permanent housing. Laura Iyama, Washington.
Ophelia has once again become a Category 1 hurricane. North Carolina Public Service Secretary Brian Beatty says Ophelia's winds could get very strong and that the main damage could come from the storm surge coming into the Sound and the rivers along the coast, which could bring flooding to the areas near the rivers and the Sound. Beatty says they have experience handling hurricanes.
We had six hurricanes affect our state last year. We had two presidential declarations last year. In 2003, we had Hurricane Isabel, pretty much along the same track as this storm.
Forecasters believe Ophelia will bring strong winds and 6 to 10 inches of rain to parts of South and North Carolina. Questioning got underway Tuesday for U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts. A former clerk for late Chief Justice William Rehnquist, Roberts dealt with issues of civil rights, presidential powers, and abortion in questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Roberts said he would stay away from specifics about particular cases that are likely to come before the High Court. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
Spend every day gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy. He'll be back tomorrow. Lock and load, folks. Freedom is on the warpath. My name is Paul Rykoff. I'm the executive director of Operation Truth. You can find us online, operationtruth.org. I blog there. I also blog on the Huffington Post and try to get the word out on behalf of Iraq veterans on a daily basis. That's what Operation Truth is all about. If you're an Iraq vet, come join us. We're taking the fight to the next level. My co-host is Anthony LaPay. He is the guy behind Guerrilla News Network. You can check them out online at gnn.tv. He's also behind an awesome documentary called Battlegrounds. It's all about what's going on inside Iraq. It aired on Showtime. You could find out about that and buy it or whatever at gnn.tv, but it's stuff you should check out. You know, it's a strange story, but that's actually how Anthony and I met, was in Iraq when he was filming and I was soldiering. And our paths crossed then, and it was kind of the awakening and the beginning of this relationship, and now we're taking it to the airwaves, and it's been fun. We thank you for sticking around with us. In the next segment, we're going to have an interview that I did with Max Cleland, the Vietnam vet who was the victim of a massive slime campaign by the GOP, by the Republican Chicken Hawks, when he ran for Senate, ran for re-election for the Senate in Georgia. He was great enough to sit down with me, and I really consider him a hero and a patriot and a real leader in this country and somebody who we need to be listening to, just like Ventura and others. These are guys who can help guide us through chaotic times, and he has some great things to say. We talked before the break about New Orleans, and we're going to continue to talk about that for a second. We've got some audio from a guy named Hugh Kaufman. Hugh Kaufman actually is a guy who's, strangely enough, in my fantasy football league, lives in D.C. and works for the EPA. And he talked to Mark Maron this Tuesday morning about the lies that are coming out of the EPA about the real health risks and conditions of what's happening in New Orleans. You got to check this out. This guy is very straightforward. And listen to how he answers the questions very directly. There's no dancing around the issues. He's very direct in his answers, and it should shock you.
Is the government being honest with people about the safety of the air and water in New Orleans right now?
No, they're not. All of the oil and chemical companies that own storage tanks, facilities in that area that were flooded or impacted are required to publish with our regional office in Dallas instantly whenever there's a release, whenever there's a breakage from pipelines, from storage tanks, refinery. The regional office, under orders, is not releasing that information to the public. And the Society of Environmental Journalists has sued EPA and the federal government to try and get that information released so the public will see the full magnitude of how much toxic material they are being exposed to in that region of the country.
So Hugh Kaufman, from the senior policy analyst from the EPA, you're telling me that they have that information. The EPA office in Louisiana has that information, and you are absolutely sure that that information is horrendous, but they are keeping it under lock and key because they don't want the people to know the truth of what's really going on down there on a toxic level.
That's correct, and that's why the Society of Environmental Journalists are suing under the Freedom of Information Act to try and get that information.
So the government is actively lying to the people about what is going on there, and that is their policy now.
That's the policy as of last night at 11 o'clock when I went to sleep.
And that is the policy that happened in 9/11 as well, isn't it, Hugh Kaufman?
Same policy in 9/11, that's correct. Oh, the heroes went in to try and help, were working for months in there. No respirators, no protective clothing, and now 4 years later, over 75% of those responding heroes are sick as dogs and they're starting to die off, and I'm worried that that's going to happen down the line down there. That's why there are billions of dollars of lawsuits as a result of 9/11 because of the government cover-up.
Wow. That was Hugh Kaufman Tuesday morning on Morning Sedition. Hugh Kaufman from the EPA laying it down with some shocking information. We want to get to your calls in a little while, so get on the line, 866-303-2270. Again, 866-303-2270. It's about 11 after the hour. Anthony, I mean, you were down there. What do you think of what this guy had to say from the EPA?
Well, first of all, I just want to take a shower, man, after listening to that. I just jumped off the plane. It's brutal, but it's not surprising. I've actually been following the World Trade Center environmental disaster. I just actually been working with some filmmakers who have been filming the aftermath of all these firefighters who have had incredible health problems and just tragic stories of these guys, you know, sacrificed, you know, everything and had their buddies die and then are getting screwed over. Not only, you know, it's the same thing that happened with Gulf War Syndrome, which I actually write about a lot in the book that Gina did, True Lies. You know, these guys get sick. There are all these kind of immunological problems, and then people say, oh, it's just stress. It's just, you know, it's all in your head. It's the same cycle you see all over and over again. The same lies coming down the line. Paul, you were on the pilot 9/11. Did you have?
Yeah, there's actually an organization that tests people, and my father was down there too, and he goes in regularly for testing, and you hear the stories among the cops and firemen. I have friends who are cops and firemen, and these guys don't get enough credit, and I just want to say thank you to them on the air. These are guys who are so dramatically and dangerously underpaid. Let me put something in perspective for you. If you start as an NYPD officer, New York Police Department, you start at $25,000. I mean, that's not even enough to live in New York City. So we're paying these people so poorly, okay, and they're asking them to do so much. You saw what we're asking these people to do in New Orleans, and you really got to think about your priorities in this country. When you're paying the people who are your first line of defense such a weak sum, and soldiers are the same thing, still underpaid. Front page of the Army Times the other day said how you can afford a new home on a soldier's salary. Actually, said how you can afford a home on a soldier's salary. That should give you an idea. They make so little that they have to teach you how to come up with enough money to buy a house. I mean, these guys are dangerously underpaid. Army Times is a great resource. If you want to know what's going on in the military community, folks, check that out because it'll really clue you in. And it is critical. It's not just banging on the drum.
Yeah, you know, I was just 24 hours ago looking at some of those flooded areas and watching this water recede, and it is nasty stuff. The rescuers, you know, there's people still out there in houses that are flooded. They're only going out for an hour on that water because it's so toxic. I mean, the smell that is coming off that water and the sheen, it's like it's a mix of just chemicals and death and sewage. It's brutal, and it is sad to think about the long-term health effects these guys are going to face.
You know what? I try to find something good out of this, and there's a good news story that has come out of New Orleans, and I don't know how much folks follow this, but the New Orleans Saints, okay? New Orleans football team, if you've ever been in New Orleans, people love the Saints, and they've been through a lot of ups and downs. You know, they were really knocked around the league for so long. They had a massive win this past weekend. They beat Carolina, who many people picked to go to the Super Bowl, and they don't even have a home field. I mean, so these guys are going to play the New York Giants, and I love the Giants. I'm a big fan, and this is going to be the first time I'm really conflicted about who to root for, but they're going to play on Monday night in New York, and this is America's team now. The New Orleans Saints mean something, not only to New Orleans, but to Americans, and it's like the way America rallied behind the Yankees after 9/11, and they are a good news story coming out of Iraq, coming out of New Orleans right now. But there are others, and when we come back after the break, we're going to talk to, I think, one of the best good news stories, Max Cleland. This guy is a patriot, an American, a soldier, and he's always holding people accountable and speaking truth to power. You don't want to miss this. Black women and black children and black babies and black men. Then it's wrong for America to draft us and make us violent abroad in the streets of her. Tons of guns, everybody's getting strapped. Tons of guns, gotta watch the way you act. Tons of guns, real easy to get. Tons of guns, bringing nothing but death.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay. They greet you with a pistol, not trying to say hello. Mad kids packed, cause the neighborhood's like that. Want some shit that's fat, that's a victim to a stick. Kids pulling triggers, niggas killing niggas. 5-0, they sitting waiting.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266. Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
This is Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network alongside my man, Lieutenant Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth. It is 20 past the hour. You know, we were just talking about how important it is to stay focused on the war in Iraq. This just in, 10 people have been killed in a car bomb in northern Baghdad. The carnage continues.
Well, you know, it's important, Anthony. Earlier today, while you were en route back from Louisiana, I had a chance to talk with one of my personal heroes, Senator Max Cleland. He's a man I know listeners respect. He volunteered for duty in Vietnam in 1967, and on April 8, 1968, a grenade explosion cost him both his legs and his right arm. He spent the next year and a half in various Army and VA hospitals and was later awarded the Bronze and Silver Star for gallantry in action. You know, George Washington once said, when we assumed the soldier, we did not lay aside the citizen. Well, Max Cleland is living proof of that. Under President Carter, he became the youngest head of the U.S. Veterans Administration in American history. In 1995, he went to the U.S. Senate representing Georgia, but in 2002, he lost his Senate seat after one of the dirtiest, most un-American, nasty political smear campaigns America's ever seen. But that didn't stop him. So he's continuing the fight, and tomorrow he's taking the fight to Washington. Here's the interview. He's taking it this week to Washington. This Thursday in Washington, D.C., you're going to be appearing at a hearing held by Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey to talk about exit strategies on Iraq. This is really important stuff, man, and I want to get your take. Tell us about the hearing. You know, why do you think this is important, and what do you intend to say on Thursday in Washington?
Well, first of all, all, there comes a time in any war, particularly a war where you are not going to move toward total victory, that you have to have an exit strategy. It should be something that's thought out and worked out ahead of time. I can remember when I was in the Senate on the Armed Services Committee, General Hugh Shelton, a former Special Forces A-team leader in Vietnam, came before us, and I said, "General, don't forget that a good Special Forces A-team leader has a good plan in and a good plan out." And with our force the way it is, a volunteer force, a married force, and a force that is not supplemented by the draft, where we have to dip into our guard and reserves if we're going to stay someplace a long time, we need to be aware of our exit strategy. It's what Colin Powell was trying to tell the president when the president wanted to go into Iraq. He said, "Mr. President, do you understand the consequences?" I don't think the president understood the consequences. And so now we're in a mess. The real problem is that the exit strategy usually involves turning over the mission to a coalition, an international coalition, that has been with us when we went in. I mean, it's the old issue
right.
of take me in, you know, get me in on the takeoff and not just the crash landing.
Exactly.
Now, we want to get a bunch of countries into Iraq to help cover our rear end as we exit, because we have to have an exit strategy, because we've got Hurricane Katrina and all the massive damage it has done in this country and other issues in this country as well. We've got to look after our own.
So Max,
we have to have an exit strategy. But we didn't plan for it and didn't anticipate it, and we ran off the world community, and now it's going to be very, very difficult.
No, I think you're exactly on the money with that, Max. So how do we establish metrics? How do we hold the Bush administration accountable to metrics, and how do we achieve what you're talking about? How do the Democrats take this on, and how do they show America that they can do what George Bush can't?
Well, it's not so much the Democrats. It's an issue for the country. It's an issue for the Congress if the president's not willing to take it up. And apparently he says we can do the follow-up from Katrina, which is going to cost us hundreds of billions of dollars, and also Iraq as well, which is $100 billion annually. It's going to drive our country into bankruptcy. I mean, this is unbelievable that there is no exit strategy out of Iraq. Now, again, it's a bipartisan issue. There's growing support for a congressional resolution, which I support, calling upon the president to adopt an exit strategy and announce it by October of 06. But the truth of the matter is here, this is getting out of our control fast. There's an old adage about fighting guerrillas or guerrilla warfare that I learned in Southeast Asia and Vietnam, that if the guerrilla doesn't lose, he wins. You can't say that the guerrilla has lost in Iraq. Bin Laden certainly has lost. And so these people on the Al-Qaeda team are out there morphing into 60 different nations around the world. So because you're bogged down in Iraq, you can't adjust. So not only do we not have an exit strategy, we have no way to withdraw our forces now to adapt to a changing situation where the terrorists are working in other countries, particularly Egypt, the bombing in London, the bombings in Madrid, Spain, and around the world. So we're in deep trouble. We're bogged down in Baghdad with no exit strategy. But we better have one, or else we're not going to be able to defend our country.
How do we move the ball forward politically, Max? I think you're right on the money about devising an exit strategy. And I know you were heavily involved in the campaign of Paul Hackett, who was an Iraq vet who ran for Congress out in Ohio and lost narrowly. He was a guy who was talking honestly about the reality on the ground in Iraq and demanding the type of changes you're asking for. How do we politically move the ball forward? Is Hackett the answer? Is he the tip of the iceberg to get these guys in Congress?
Well, Paul Hackett knows the ground truth, and sooner or later the ground truth catches up with the political BS coming out of the White House and basically out of Washington. The ground truth will take us over, just as it did in Vietnam.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to get on top of this now, or it will get on top of us. Now, what do you got to do? Well, yeah, you got to train up the forces in the Iraqi countryside. Well, these are the very forces we fired. Should have thought of that.
Right.
Secondly, we need an international coalition to help cover us as we exit. We've ran all these people off. We dissed the UN and dissed NATO and gave them all the finger, basically, and said we could do this on our own. Well, hello. Okay, now we're the Lone Ranger without a Tonto. Tony Blair's going to pull his troops out next year. We are really in this mess by ourselves and a mess we created. So the answers to the proper exit strategy, training up the local forces, having an international coalition come in, all that kind of stuff, they were dissed. They were dissed at the beginning. Therein lies the real difficulty of an exit strategy. But we still have to have one. The point is that there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There is no tie to Al-Qaeda, but we've attracted Al-Qaeda. They're in Iraq. We've created a terrorist state here. And ultimately, under this new constitution, the Shiites are going to take over, the most radical elements of Islam, and they're kissing cousins to Iran. And ultimately, we've created a national Islamic state, a theocracy, with kissing cousins in Iran, and they are developing nuclear weapons. They are supporting Hezbollah that attacks Israel. So we have actually made the situation worse. But we still have to have an exit strategy because we've got fish to fry at home, and Katrina is a perfect example of that.
That's in my interview with Senator Max Cleland. He's right. Katrina's revealed a lot of things about the price we're paying for this administration's regime. We get into some specifics about what Katrina's shown us, and I want you to hear what he's got to say in the next segment on Air America. It's 27 past the hour.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
This is Dalai Lama. Another sister shooting hair on Damaris. Amputees in Freetown, Sierra Leone. The church wasn't on us.
But, Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to get residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Al Franken Show.
$8.8 billion missing from the Coalition Provisional Authority. Does Congress look at it? No. Congress do their job? No. They're not investigating it. And every dime that wasn't spent to reconstruct Iraq and help those people in Iraq has fueled this insurgency. And our guys are dying because of it. And that's what this administration is about. It's about incompetence. It's about profit-making. It's treason.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
I am Anthony LaPay alongside Paul Rykoff. It is 34.5 after the hour. We were just listening to Max Cleland. You know, it's such a shame that Cleland is out of office and not part of the national dialogue in a way that he can really affect policy. Paul, what do you got next?
Well, he's working on that, and I think you can count on Max to continue to crank up the volume. I think for all veterans, he's kind of like the Oracle, man. He drops it down in a way that only somebody who's been there and has gone through all the different challenges can really talk. So before the break, you heard me talking with Max Cleland about the price this country has had to pay for George Bush's war. Well, he and I got talking about Katrina, so I wanted to ask him what Katrina has shown us about our nation's safety, even now, long after we found out on September 11th, 2001, that we have to prepare for the worst. Katrina is so personal for you, I'd imagine. You're from the South. You were a senator from Georgia. It's 4 years later, and it's clear we haven't fixed some of the problems in order to make our country safer. I mean, what does Katrina say about our overall ability to cover our back door if, God forbid, there is another attack on U.S. soil? What does it say about how safe we are?
You know, the president made a big hoorah about homeland security. They originally opposed it in the beginning, because I was an original sponsor of legislation to create the Department of Homeland Security. But who did the president recently appoint? some person that made a big political contribution to him that ran a horse show. I mean,
right.
And now the president and the government and the country has been so embarrassed, he had to fire that person. And so it tells me that Homeland Security is just is kind of a fake and a facade out there. What? Why in the world did we get a military organization in there and run that recovery operation? Well, first of all, in the five states around the city of New Orleans, half of the National Guard equipment is in Iraq.
Exactly.
Secondly, 10% of the National Guard are first responders, like firemen and doctors and EMTs and so forth, and they're either in Iraq, coming home from Iraq, or on their way to Iran. So Iraq is now compromising not only our national security and our interest in the Middle East and creating more terrorists as we speak and more enemies in the world, but it is violating our own ability to take care of our own people. And that, so we not only have compromised national security, we are compromising our homeland security by our very policies abroad, particularly in the war in Iraq. And that's why we got to get out.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Now, we talked about Katrina, and I think it shows us all that we haven't been able to take care of our most vulnerable. Well, what about our veterans? Over a million folks have gone through Iraq and Afghanistan right now. Hundreds of thousands are coming to the VA, and there's another type of flood coming. It's a human flood. And as the former head of the VA, do you think that the VA is ready for all these people who are coming home with issues from Iraq and Afghanistan?
No. And this is not a partisan issue, Paul.
Right.
I remember coming through the system, Walter Reed in 68, the VA system in 69, and it was painfully obvious that my president, Lyndon Johnson, and his Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, had planned the war, executed the war, but had underfunded the VA. They wanted to bury the costs of the war. This administration is doing the same thing. So they have deliberately underfunded the Veterans Administration healthcare system by an estimated $3.5 billion. That is unbelievable. That is unconscionable. It is immoral to send these youngsters abroad and then have them come back to the VA by the tens of thousands seeking PTSD counseling, emotional counseling, dealing with the issues that they've dealt with in war that has an impact on their family. And understand this is a family military now. I mean, we're going to have families and children grow up in the home of an Iraqi veteran that has maybe been to Iraq once or twice or sometimes three times and will suffer, even if they haven't been wounded physically, with this experience for the rest of their lives. That is why the Veterans Administration has to be up-budgeted. It has to be increased in terms of health care. And Omar Bradley, after World War II, said, we're going to take the VA to every community in America, and they did. We have to take psychological and readjustment and community counseling every community in America, because every community in America now with the Guard and Reserve committed is now being impacted by this war in Iraq and its emotional impact on the lives of American families. So more and more we're creating this social dynamite for ourselves, and unless they have a positive outlet in the Veterans Administration, in particular through the expanded Vet Center program that I created back when, in 1980,
right,
when we're dealing with Vietnam and Vietnam veterans and their families. Unless we do that, we're going to be in deep, deep trouble, and we will not be treating our veterans fairly.
Max, you know, I got home about a year ago from Iraq, and I'm just getting into this political dialogue, and it blows my mind. The VFW, the American Legion, disabled American veterans, it seems like every veterans group in America is calling on the Bush administration to mandatorily fund the VA. How do they get away with this, and how can we make them step up to the plate and really support the troops and put their money where their mouth is and not just use it as a catchphrase?
Well, you know, it's interesting that John Kerry became the first presidential candidate to support mandatory funding for the Veterans Administration health care system, and a majority of America's veterans voted against him because the Bush administration succeeded in trashing him and taking his medals and his heroism away. Now that they get somebody in there, a whole team that's never been to war, they're compromising the VA. They're compromising the VA healthcare system, and that's immoral. That is unbelievable. Regardless of what you think about the war, you should support the warrior. I see all these stickers on these car bumpers. It says, support the troops. Fine. Wonderful. I do, too. But the real way to support the troops tangibly is to make sure that the Veterans Administration is fully funded and that the cost of prescription drugs are not raised as they have been by this president, this administration, and that we expand psychological and readjustment counseling for the families involved as well as for the veteran. That's what we need to be doing and this administration has deliberately avoided them.
Absolutely. Well, Max, I know you're in a rush and you've got to run. I thank you for sharing some time with us tonight on Air America. You're a veteran, you're a patriot, and you're one of my heroes, man. And I thank you so much for what you're doing. And you continue to serve long after you came home from Vietnam, and you're going to take that service all the way, man. And I'm honored to know you, and thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Paul, and welcome home, brother.
Thank you, brother. That was my interview with former Georgia Senator Max Cleland, a veteran who fought for our country and bears the burden of that fight to this day. But, you know, we want to hear from veterans listening tonight, veterans of all wars. What does supporting the troops actually mean if you vote for a guy who's clearly against the troops? Why would any veteran support a man who ducked combat, took his eye off the ball in Afghanistan, and sent Americans to die for a flawed rationale? Veterans, active duty military, give us a call, 866-303-2270. Let's find out what our military men and women have to say. Again, 866-303-2270.
You know, it's really powerful to hear you guys talk, two veterans talking like that about the plight of our soldiers. You know, it's just a dialogue that you just don't hear. And coming from, I grew up in Berkeley, California, as you know, Paul. I was part of a very left-wing family in a very left-wing environment. And I became very active in the anti-war movement, and I still am. And one of the things that drives me crazy is when people try to peg the anti-war movement as anti-soldier. Even in Vietnam, it's a complete myth that the anti-war movement in the 60s was anti-soldier. The anti-war movement was soldiers, where it was John Kerry, that he was a soldier. He was the leader of that movement. And it's the same thing that's happening now. And it's so important. Nobody's paying attention to the Veterans Administration issues. It's criminal.
No, you're exactly right. And there's a wave coming, a human wave, and I talked a little bit about that. 1 in 5, roughly, vets are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress disorder. That's a huge amount of number. Thousands are injured, and over 100,000 Iraq and Afghanistan vets have already come through the doors of the VA, and there are more coming. So when we come back, we're going to try to put some of them on the air. We're taking calls from vets, active duty military, vets of all generations, 866-303-2270. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy on Air America. We want to give you guys a voice, vets, so come on out.
Forward in this generation, triumphantly, won't you help to sing songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophet while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Is all I ever had. Redemption songs. Redemption.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on.
Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for
I am Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, here with Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth. You can check out our operations at GNN.TV and OpTruth.org. We're filling in for Mike Malloy. He is back Wednesday night. It is 49 minutes past the hour, and we're talking to veterans out there. Let's hear from Kenny. Before we go to Kenny, let me give you the number again. It's 866-303-2270. It's 866-303-2270. We want to hear about active duty and veterans out there. We want to hear what you guys are thinking. Let's go to Kenny, Specialist First Class in New Mexico.
Yeah, Anthony, thank you for your guys' program. I really have been enjoying it. I was really upset during election time when Rove, you know, did the spatter campaign against Kerry. I had a lot of people talking about Kerry, you know, being a traitor and being unpatriotic. And it really got all over me because some of these people hadn't even served in the military. And I asked them, I said, you know, what makes you think they're unpatriotic? Well, they said that, you know, that he really didn't do this and that. And yet these guys, these cronies in the Bush crime regime, you know, they spread this gossip. They couldn't even serve themselves. But yet they try to downgrade somebody that was, you know, a hero.
No, you're exactly right, man, and it's really despicable. They did it to Max Cleland. They did it to John Kerry. They even did it to Paul Hackett, you know, the Iraq vet who ran for Congress a few weeks ago in Ohio. They just whip out the slime machine and start going after these guys. And look, man, veterans are their most feared opposition right now. They are so scared of vets coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, who just talk about what's happening there. The truth is going to get out. Max Cleland talked about it, and I think veterans are the key to exposing that truth. So, you know, you've served, I've served, there are a lot of people out there who've served, and it's absolutely critical that those who serve share their experience, especially with the left, because let's be honest, you know, left right now in this country doesn't have a strong history of relations with the military. People in the military often are under the impression the left doesn't support them, and I don't think that's true at all. There are people of all political spectrums who understand and appreciate vets, and we're going to go to another one right now in New York on line six. Go ahead, man. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
You're doing a great job, guys.
Hey, Bruce, man.
That's me.
Hey, this guy's an awesome vet who's been real supportive of our stuff, and I'm psyched to hear you got through, man. Go for it. You're on.
Well, you know what strikes me is that, you know, you see the yellow stickers on the cars, and you hear, support our troops. You know, when I was flying back to the West Coast from Leeds, and I'd go through O'Hare or LAX, there were people my own age pointing at me and saying, baby killer, you know, fascist. I mean, at least that was up front. At least that was, they were thinking. They were on one side or the other. You know, they were on the side of, well, they were on my side, really, but I was wearing a uniform.
Right.
But in this case, it's like they're asleep. It's like they've been lulled by the media. They've been lulled by the Bush lie campaign to thinking that somehow the putting this thing on there and going shopping is supporting the war. I mean, people are not awake. People are not paying attention. You brought up, I think, last night, saying, where's the musicians? Where are the people? Where are the poets? Where are the people growing up from the grassroots? I mean,
yep.
Cindy Sheehan's doing it. I don't agree with everything she's saying. She's a little strident, but she's waking people up. You know, she's taking the balance of this whole thing and bringing it to the other side so that maybe people are beginning to wake up. It strikes me, and this may sound like a strange analogy, but this whole thing that's going on with Katrina is almost like Tet. You know, Tet happened and in early 68, and it was a huge thing that woke people up to what the hell was really going on over there. And I think in a strange way, this is our own Tet in this debacle in Iraq.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Bruce. And go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Bruce, a really good point for your listeners who don't know. The Tet Offensive was a major Viet Cong offensive on U.S. forces that really woke up Americans to the vulnerability of our forces over there. Shortly after the Tet Offensive, Walter Cronkite traveled to Vietnam, came back, and basically said point blank to the American people that this war is unwinnable. And that really was the turning point for the not only the media but for the American public in looking ahead and how the war, trying to figure out how to end the war. Of course, it wasn't until 5 years later. You know, earlier tonight, we told you about a bombing in Baghdad. The Associated Press is now reporting the death toll, according to police there, is now 73 people, 162 wounded. This is obviously a major attack, and Air America is going to continue to update you on this. But the carnage is incredible there. You know, in Beirut during the 80s, if there was a car bombing once a month, it was a big deal. In the West Bank and Israel, if there's one once a week, it's fairly major news. We're seeing one, two suicide bombings a day, Paul.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting more coordinated. They're stronger. This is not just a fledgling insurgency that, as Dick Cheney says, is in its last throes. I was on the ground for a year. I saw it evolve. I saw it grow. And it's continued to grow and evolve since. I mean, no military commander will tell you that that hasn't happened, except for, you know, a few politicians are trying to push it, but that's unraveling. Kissinger knows it. Chuck Hagel knows it. The veterans are the guys who are the first ones to smell it, and they know because they've been there. And I think it's important. As long as we're on the airwaves, we're going to continue continue to put veterans, activists, all you people who are really at the tip of the spear and have been over the course of the years, we want to get you on the airwaves. You know, we're proud to have been here for the last couple of days, and thanks to all of you who supported us. We got an awesome guy behind the boards, Justin. Big Skinny J, Jonathan Larson, has been keeping this puppy humming throughout, and he's really just an awesome dude and has helped us, held our hand, and kept us afloat. And Steady Ready Eddie Morgan is making sure that I don't kick out any power cords and we can continue to bring the voices to you. But, you know, Anthony, you know, we're going to take this on forward. We're going to keep moving. We're going to try to continue this to be on Air America and give power to the people.
Yeah, we hope to be back on here soon. You know, for me, what this is all about is trying to connect the military community and the anti-war activists. You know, I had a real epiphany when I was in Iraq. Paul and I were there at the same time, and I ended up getting embedded with the U.S. Army and you know, spending the night getting mortars rained down on us in a base in Samarra. And I met these guys, and, you know, I'd never, growing up in a real left-wing community and being part of the anti-war movement in the anti-Reagan era, anti-apartheid, you know, I realized that these guys really believed in a lot of things, you know, that a lot of the same things that the people I knew on the left believed in. And it really made me come back and kind of reevaluate what I was doing with the kind of work I was doing and how important it is for us on the left and in the anti-war movement to reach out to the military and try to understand each other.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line, is we as Americans have to bind together. It's a time of crisis. It's a time of peril. And we need to watch each other's back. It's what veterans do overseas. Activists, that's what's in their hearts. It's why people step forward and start giving a damn about what's happening. And we're going to continue to do that. Lock and load next time. Freedom will be on the warpath again. Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff. Check us out online. Guerrilla News Network at GNN.TV and Operation Truth at OperationTruth.org. We're going to continue to raise our voices and try to get yours in front of the people as much as possible, amplify and speak truth to power. So thanks for hanging with us, and you'll be hearing from us again.
Peace out.
Listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back